while swimming down to the Delta and back again.
You love somebody.
It ain't that hard.
You love somebody.
Go that far. Well, there ain't no limit to the things you do if you love somebody the way that I. Under the stars, scream and shout, make a scene, tell the whole world you're the girl of my dreams.
You love somebody,
that's what you do.
You love somebody,
and your love's true. You don't think twice about being a fool.
You love somebody
the way that I do. You send me down a river with my soul on fire.
Redding, California native Kevin Sharp. He was 26 years old here in October of 1997. As a teen, he was diagnosed with a rare form of bone cancer. But that didn't keep him from his love of music. And through the Make-A-Wish Foundation, he met super producer David Foster. Well, after his cancer went into remission, he contacted Foster in 1996. And Foster set up Sharp with Asylum Records. And his debut hit, Nobody Knows, went to number one. And his third single, If You Love Somebody, was at number 10 this week in 97, on its way up to number 4. Well, Kevin passed away in 2014. It wasn't cancer that took his life, but complications from digestive system illness that had developed a few years before. Well, in the top 20 today in 1997, there were three groups, including the act at number 1. See if you can guess who it is by the time we get there. We've had two duets, and coming in at number 9, a duo. This is Brooks and Dunn and Honky Tonk Truth.
I'm the life of the party, baby, since you said goodbye. Just ask old Joe, he knows I'm here every night. And that good old boy in the mirror looking round for you, it ain't me. And that's a honky tonk truth. That's a honky tonk truth. Cross my broken heart. I put my right hand here on this beer and swear on this bar. I ain't thinking, I ain't drinking, I ain't crying, I ain't moaning the blues. I wouldn't lie to you. Now that's a honky tonk truth. That's a honky tonk truth. Cross my broken heart. I put my right hand here on this beer and swear on this bar. I ain't thinking, I ain't drinking, I ain't crying, I ain't moaning the blues. I wouldn't lie to you. Now that's a honky tonk truth. Oh, that's a honky tonk truth. Cross my broken heart. I'm right here.
that's a honky tonk.
There's Brooks and Dunn and Honky Tonk Truth. That was a single released from their Greatest Hits collection, and it was at number 9 this week in 1997, heading up to number 3. Well, let's turn on the TV and see what was on the tube here 28 years ago. Well, first of all, the TV in our house could be one of those 61-inch projection TVs that set you back about $2,800. Or for $600, you could get a darn nice 32-inch screen. Well, let's get to the shows. NBC had the top four, Seinfeld, ER, Veronica's Closet in its first season, and Friends. Top rated on ABC was Monday Night Football and Home Improvement, and the big two on CBS, Touched by an Angel and 60 Minutes. Couple of news shows, Dharma and Greg and Ally McBeal on Fox, and also on Fox, taking on Saturday Night Live for a third season was Mad TV.
For those of you just tuning in, Windstorm 97. Has hit the Southland, and we... hold on a minute now.
Okay,
yes. Yep. I've just received word that Sue Napersville is out in the field. Sue?
Diane!
Sue!
Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, can Sue hear me?
Diane, yes.
Sue, go ahead. Sue,
hear
Sue,
me.
Yes, Sue, what's going on out there?
Win.
Nicole Sullivan, Alex Borstein, and Chris Hogan, part of the wacky crew of Mad TV this season in 1997. And we're back to the countdown with Lori Morgan coming in at number 8. Here's Go Away.
Touche, touche. You're right, there's nothing I can say. I am a wishy-washy girl, but it's a wishy-washy world. Go away.
Says Lori Morgan. That was record number 8 this week in 1997, heading up to a peak of number 3, and that would be her last top 10.
It is a basic desire of people everywhere to want to do their jobs better, to design better homes, make a better life, even build a better car. The new Camry. Over 6,500 American workers. Hundreds of improvements. It's been called the best car built in America. Only now it's even quieter, smoother, more comfortable. The new Camry. Better than ever.
The Toyota Camry with a sticker price of $22,000 was the best-selling vehicle in the USA here in 1997, and it would hold that title for 12 of the next 13 years. Motor Trend's Car of the Year was the Chevy Malibu, the truck, the Ford F-150, and the import, the BMW 5 Series. And one other note from the roadways, on September 4th, the last Ford Thunderbird rolled off the assembly line in Lorain, Ohio. They wouldn't produce another one until June of 2001. And that's what we were getting around in here in the fall of 1997. And we're motoring our way to number one. Coming in at number seven was a former chart topper. This is Alan Jackson. There Goes.
There you were standing in the shadows. Well, I just looked where I don't see. I'm still pretending I don't need you. I won't let you know you're killing me. Like some big black widow spider, you know just how to catch your prey. I'm acting like it doesn't matter, and you sneak up from behind and whisper my name. And there go your paralyzing eyes, there goes your tantalizing smile, there goes my with me, darling. You like to see what you can do. Well, I should be fishing for blue marlin instead of being hooked again by you.
Jackson was about to turn 39 years old here in October of 1997. There Goes was the second number one single from his album Everything I Love. It was his 15th of all time, and it was sitting at number seven this week in 1997.
You're listening to The Memories on Weekend in the Country.
Straight Talk presents The Math of More. Here's how it works. When you say yes to more with Straight Talk, you're left with more for all the other good stuff. So getting an unlimited plan starting at just $25 a month equals more savings for your family's weekend adventures. And with a network covered by Verizon, you can share more from wherever you go. It's simple math, really. More equals more with Straight Talk. Available at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Taxes and fees apply. The $25 plan requires a compatible unlocked device and a new line of service. Additional terms apply.
Every day we make choices. But on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. Prize Picks is the best place to put your takes to the test. Plus, the app is simple to use. Just pick two or more players across any sport, pick more or less on their projections, and if you're right, you could win big. So who do you think is going to throw for more passing yards, Jared Goff or Jordan Love? If your picks hit, you can cash in. All transactions on the Prize Picks app are fast, safe, and secure. Don't miss any of the action this season with Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code Sunday and get $50 instantly in lineups when you play $5. For real. That's code Sunday on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly in lineups when you play $5. Win or lose, you'll get $50 in lineups just for playing. Guaranteed. Prize Picks. It's good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
I'm Craig Orndorff, and you're listening to Weekend in the Country on WIS Country 105.5 WIRI.
It's that time of year where things go bump in the night. Ghosts and ghouls and goblins are spotted roaming the foggy late-night landscape, preparing for Halloween. Coming soon, there will be tricks and treats, costumes and fun. But remember, there's only one thing more scary and disturbing than vampires, witches, or even clowns. The most frightening thing of all, an old, rickety, dark and dirty porta-potty. Don't let the thought of a porta-potty frighten you. Crockett Septic has a huge inventory of porta-potties available for events, parties, and promotions, and they're always clean and comfortable. Stay away from those nasty porta-coffins and call Crockett Septic for a porta-potty experience that won't scare the well, you know, out of you. From Rome to Rudolph in Junction City, Grand Rapids, and Nakusa, all the way to Point and Plover, Crockett Septic can handle your porta-potty needs, holding tanks and septic pumping too. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Weekend in the Country.
Today, we're strolling down memory lane and taking in the first week of October in 1997. And we're up to number 6 on the countdown that week with Tim McGraw, Everywhere.
We were born in this little town. Growing up, I was counting down every single day. So we made our getaway. But you said you could never see yourself trying to make a life anywhere else. This would be your home, and I was on my own. But ever since you said goodbye, I've been out here on the wind. And baby, you would be surprised at all the places you have been. I've seen you in Albuquerque, waiting out a blizzard. Arizona, dancing across the desert, watching the sunset in Monterey. Girl, I swear, just the
days when I'm passing through. The conversation always turns to you, and I hear you're doing fine, living out by the county line. Got a man that's home every night, a couple of kids, and the kind of life that you want to lead. Guess you could say the same for me.
Tim McGraw with Everywhere, sitting at number six this week in 1997. Heading to the top of the survey, that was the middle of three in a row to make it to number one, the sixth of his career. And by the way, Tim made his acting debut a little bit earlier in 1997 with an appearance on the Jeff Foxworthy TV show. And now it's time for sports. Well, the NASCAR boys were in Charlotte this weekend, and Dale Jarrett won there. Jeff Gordon would win his second championship this year. Baseball is in the postseason, and the wild-card Florida Marlins would win the World Series. They would top the Indians in a great seven-game series. Craig Counsell's sack fly in the bottom of the ninth tied it. Then in the bottom of the 11th, Edgar Renteria provided the championship-winning two-out single. Pro football, Denver 6-0 after this weekend, but they'd finished 12-4, get in as a wild card, and then got hot in the playoffs. They'd go on to beat the defending champion Packers in the Super Bowl. College football, Florida's number one this week, but they would lose next week to LSU. Then the Gators would knock off undefeated Florida State in the final week. So going into the bowls, Michigan was number one. They edged Washington State in the Rose Bowl, but number two Nebraska hammered number three Tennessee in the Orange. So the coaches voted the Huskers as the national champs, while the Riders kept the Wolverines at the top of their rankings. And Michigan's Charles Woodson won the Heisman this year. And that's a run through sports from early October 1997. And we head back to the countdown now. Into the top five we go with Neil McCoy. This is The Shake.
Some men are attracted to a pair of big blue eyes. It takes a pretty face to make their temperature rise. Looks aren't that important, just icing on the cake. What really turns me on is the shake. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby, you know what I like. Shake it real funky, shake it real low. Shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction. Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on is the shake. He first said, Adam, which outfit do you like? The maple or the fig leaf? Now, honey, they both look nice. Clothes don't mean that much to me. Maybe you better go and ask the snake.
And what really turns me on is the shake.
Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby, you know what I like. Shake it real funky, shake it real low. Shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction. Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on is the shake.
Neil McCoy got his big break when he won a talent show, and the prize was an opening act spot with Charlie Pride. And he was at number 5 this week in 1997 with The Shake. That would be his last top 10 hit until 2005. Well, let's see what they were talking about in Washington this year. The president, as I mentioned, was Bill Clinton. Al Gore was the VP. And Attorney General Janet Reno was looking into the vice president and his fundraising phone calls from the White House seeking Democratic campaign contributions. Both Gore and President Clinton had come under scrutiny for carrying out an aggressive fundraising campaign in 95 and 96 using the perks of the office to woo donors. Of course, Gore was the frontrunner for the 2000 election. But there were also hearings into the Democrats' fundraising with the government of China. The Chinese embassy was alleged to be coordinating contributions to the DNC. People were taking large envelopes filled with money to the White House. And there was a large fundraiser at a California Buddhist temple. All of that you're not allowed to do. And there was a story in the newspaper this weekend that the DNC quietly transferred at least $32 million to state Democratic parties in the 96 election on a massive ad campaign that indirectly helped re-elect President Clinton. Doing it that way was an end run around the legal spending limits. But a lot of this would soon be forgotten because it was during this time that Linda Tripp was recording her phone calls with Monica Lewinsky. Hey, isn't politics fun? And that was just a little taste of it from here in the fall of 97. Enough of that. Let's get back to the music. We're up to number 4 on the countdown this week. And Dina Carter was soon to be at the top spot with How Do I Get There?
We've always been the best of friends. No secrets and no demons. But suddenly from somewhere out of the blue, I see I'll tell you.
Dina Carter with the fourth single from her five-time platinum album, Did I Shave My Legs for This? That was How Do I Get There? That was at number four this week in 1997, but heading to number one, her third chart topper. And there's just three songs to go before we make it to number one from this week in 1997, and it's coming up next on Weekend in the Country.
At Straight Talk, we get it. You say no a lot.
Mom, can I get a tarantula?
No.
Coffee?
No.
So we're giving you more reasons to say yes, like a free 5G phone with real unlimited data with select plan activation.
Can I use the free phone?
Yes.
See, doesn't it feel good to say yes to more?
Absolutely.
Face tattoo?
Absolutely not.
Available at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Taxes and fees apply. In-store activation of Gold Unlimited plan or higher required. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
I'm Craig Orndorff. Let's return to Weekend in the Country on Wisc Country 105.5 WIRI.
The green and gold tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at
finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Weekend in the Country.
I'm your host, Craig Orndorff, and you're hearing me on a great radio station like Hank FM, WXIZ in Waverly and Chillicothe, Ohio. They've got us on Bear Country, WQBR, Avis, Williamsport, Lock Haven, Pennsylvania. And the greatest station here in the Shenandoah Valley, WSIG, Harrisonburg, Virginia. Well, today the Time Machine has taken us back to the 1st of October in 1997. And here's record number 3 from Colin Ray, What the Heart Wants.
She met him down at the laundromat, 3 a.m. on a washing machine. They sat and talked till dawn. He bought her breakfast at a small cafe. Morning turned into the rest of the day. When the day was gone, he thought that she'd truly run away. No fairy tale ever started this way, but it ain't the mind that calls the shots round here. When stronger powers pull two bodies near, nothing on earth can interfere when love is what the heart wants. They made a wish on the evening star from a rooftop high above the boulevard. Up in the twilight sky, he held her hand, she held her breath. Two lonely hearts beating scared to death of the chance to fly. Of fate. This isn't quite like the plans that they made, but it ain't the mind that calls the shots around here. With stronger powers pull two bodies near, nothing on earth can interfere when love is what the heart wants. It ain't the mind that calls the shots around here.
Heart Wants. That's Colin Ray at number 3 this week in 1997, and that peaked in the runner-up position. Well, here in 1997, unfortunately, the obituary page had been in the headlines too much. On September the 5th, Mother Teresa passed away. The Catholic nun and missionary of Calcutta was 87. And there were a couple of tragic deaths. On July 15th, fashion designer Gianni Versace was murdered on the outside steps of his home in Miami Beach. He was 50 years old. The killer, Andrew Cunanan, was obsessed with Versace, but he was also a serial killer. He had murdered 4 other men. 8 days after the shooting, Cunanan was still in Miami Beach, hiding out in a houseboat, but a caretaker surprised Cunanan. He then called police, but before they arrived, Cunanan killed himself. And on August 31st, a car crash claimed the life of Princess Diana.
Within the last few moments, the Press Association in Britain, citing unnamed British sources, has reported that Diana, Princess of Wales, has died.
Nick Gowing of the BBC made the announcement of the death of Princess Diana and Dodi Al-Fayed in Paris. The car they were in struck a tunnel support pillar, Police said the car was going about 90 miles an hour before impact as they were trying to avoid paparazzi. The driver, Henri Paul, had lost control of the car. Investigators said that he was under the effects of alcohol and prescription drugs. Fayed was 42, Diana was 36. Those were some of the recent passings in the early autumn of 1997. And back on the countdown this weekend, coming in at number two was Leanne Womack, The Fool.
You don't know me, but I know who you are. Mind if I sit down? Do I look familiar? If I don't, well, I should. I'm sure you've seen me around. It might sound crazy, but last night in his sleep, I heard him call out your name. This ain't the first time he's done it before, and it's hard to face the truth. Before I go, I'm not here to put you down. You don't love him, and that's a fact. Girl, I've seen you around, but you hold.
Womack and the man back at number five, Neil McCoy, both came from Jacksonville, Texas. Leanne worked in the music business after college, but she put it on hold to raise her family. Well, she got back into the music biz in 95. She wrote and performed, and a year later got a record deal. Her very first single was Never Again Again. That made it to number 23. But that was the follow-up, The Fool. And it was at its peak of number two this week in 1997. In fact, four of her first six singles would top out in the silver medal position, but she would be named the Academy of Country Music New Female Vocalist of the Year. Leanne Womack was one of the newcomers in October of 1997, and we're remembering those days on Weekend in the Country.
Straight Talk presents The Math of More. Here's how it works. When you say yes to more with Straight Talk, you're left with more for all the other good stuff. So getting an unlimited plan starting at just $25 a month equals more savings for your family's weekend adventures. And with a network covered by Verizon, you can share more from wherever you go. It's simple math, really. More equals more with Straight Talk. Available at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Taxes and fees apply. The $25 plan requires a compatible unlocked device and a new line of service. Additional terms apply.
Every day we make choices. But on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. Prize Picks is the best place to put your takes to the test. Plus, the app is simple to use. Just pick two or more players across any sport, pick more or less on their projections, and if you're right, you could win big. So who do you think is going to throw for more passing yards, Jared Goff or Jordan Love? If your picks hit, you can cash in. All transactions on the Prize Picks app are fast, safe, and secure. Don't miss any of the action this season with Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code Sunday and get $50 instantly in lineups when you play $5. For real. That's code Sunday on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly in lineups when you play $5. Win or lose, you'll get $50 in lineups just for playing. Guaranteed. Prize Picks. It's good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
I'm Craig Orndorff, and you're listening to Weekend in the Country on WIS Country 105.5 WIRI.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Showers likely tonight, some rumbles of thunder and a low around 51. For Monday, partly sunny, highs around 63. Monday night, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 30s. Sunny and breezy on Tuesday, 63 degrees. Low 60s for lows Tuesday night. It's 73 at our studios.
This is Weekend in the Country.
My friends, if you haven't done it yet, be sure to follow Weekend in the Country on Facebook. Do that so you'll get all of our updates, including the previews of upcoming shows. Well, now it's time for the Classic Country feature, where we go back even further from our spotlight year. Today we head back to 1972. And at number one, Mel Tillis.
Well, I like you, Lord, you You make me do things I don't want to do. My friends will ask me, tell you what's wrong with you. I ain't never.
Mel Tillis said that he was the sole writer of I Ain't Never. However, he made Webb Pierce the co-writer in exchange for a pair of boots that Webb was wearing when Tillis pitched in the song. And Mel claimed that those boots cost him more than $800,000 in royalties. Who knows if it's true, but it's a good story. Well, the Webb Pierce version went to number 2 in 1959, but Mel took it to number 1 for 2 weeks, including this weekend in 1972. Well, now we return to our spotlight year and the number 1 song from this week in 1997 after a few more news headlines. Back on July 4th, NASA's Pathfinder space probe landed on Mars. That was the first time we had put a rover on Mars. Yeah, the rover was able to wheel around from rock to rock and make measurements, take photographs. News from this weekend, 1 million men gathered for the Promise Keepers Stand in the Gap event in Washington, D.C. Trouble in Britain, mad cow disease caused the death of 14 people there and killed thousands of cattle. And this weekend in Charlotte, North Carolina, the Loomis Fargo bank robbery. It was the second largest robbery in U.S. history, $17 million, mostly in small bills. The bank's vault supervisor, David Gant, loaded the money into his armored vehicle all by himself. It weighed a ton, literally. The FBI wound up with 24 convictions, including Gant, whom they probably saved from being knocked off by his co-conspirators, and the event was made into the 2016 movie Masterminds. And that's what was making headlines this weekend in 1997. And the headlining country record in the USA this week was by Diamond Rio, How Your Love Makes Me Feel.
I don't fuck with it, not look with it. I don't use $5 words. This might not sound like much compared to all the pretty things you heard. But here's how I'd explain it. Since you brought it up, it won't sound like anybody else's version of love. It's like just before dark.
Simon Rio's very first single, Meet in the Middle, hit number one in 1991, but it took 6 years before they got back to the top of the chart with that song, How Your Love Makes Me Feel. Marty Rowe, Jimmy Olander, Gene Johnson, Dana Williams, Dan Truman, and Brian Prout held the top spot for 3 weeks, including today in 1997. Well, that's it for this week's show, everybody. We are all out of time. It's been great having you here, and I'll have your seat ready for you again next week. And until then, this is Craig Orndorff saying so long for Weekend in the Country. I'm Craig Orndorff. Let's return to Weekend in the Country on WIS Country 105.5 WIRI.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public, the list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Just get lost. Leave this one horse town like two rebels without a cause. I've got people in Boston. Ain't your daddy still in Des Moines? We can pack up tomorrow. Tonight, let's flip a coin. Heads Carolina, tails California, somewhere. Searching for